Everyone is happy with the lesson number one, know yourself. Anyone who attended and not happy can raise his hand, her hand. I'm happy that the three members got 100%, the fourth part. So it is very, very easy actually. Now I think that those three, they will be getting only 100% hereafter. Is it okay? It's not that much difficult, in fact. Okay? You will see, this is the lesson number two and part one. Lesson number two is elements of Krishna consciousness. The very first one is association. No one in this world can be happy alone. Is there anyone? Can anyone be happy alone? No response from
you? No,
no, no. What about Krishna? Can anyone tell about Krishna alone? He extracted Radharani from the tent. Even Krishna cannot be happy. Krishna alone. Also they say Bina Radha Rani Krishna bhi adhura hai. Adhura means incomplete. Without Radha Rani, Krishna is also incomplete. There is no separation, there is no difference between Radha Rani and Krishna. Radha Rani is the divine weather, and Krishna is the master. That's only the difference. So no one can be happy alone. They want some association. Now for the association only we should understand who we can associate. Isn't it? Association. First of all, the material things. We associate with material things. What are the properties of the material things? Anything that exists in this material world, what are the properties?
Perishable.
Okay, what are the stages for the matter? How many stages are there?
Six stages.
Six stages, everyone know that one, isn't it? So please understand that if anything is associating with any matter, that also become perishable, isn't it? Even if you have a basket full of fresh apples. And then if you keep one rotten apple in that basket, what happens to the basket?
Both thing
will become rotten, isn't it? Am I correct? Suppose if you take one basket full of rotten apples and you keep one fresh, very nice apple in the center, then all the apples become pure, fresh, white. In that full of good apples, we kept one bad apple, never to become bad. Now, in full of bad apples, you are keeping fresh a good apple. Why those become no good apples?
Association.
You understand? in this material world, if you associate with any matter, you will get distracted, dissatisfied. You understand? Anything matter. Because the property of the matter is to get lost. But if a person is associated with bad persons, what will be the result? One good person meeting with the bad, what will happen?
He'll turn back.
You mean to say that he will not associate with him? He turns back otherwise. What?
He turns bad.
Bad. Achha. So then I will go. Suppose if I want you, a good person, associate with bad persons, and I want you to remain good. And? And the other person should also become good. Is it possible? Is it possible? A person, good person associating with bad persons, making all the bad persons good. And he is not becoming bad. Is it possible? While the apples we have seen, one good apple we are keeping amongst them, bad apples, but they have never become good. How it is possible?
Through
consciousness. Apples have no consciousness. Apples have no consciousness. Everybody can accept this point. Apples have no consciousness. Apple has consciousness or not? You know the difference between consciousness and the soul? Consciousness and soul. Apples have no consciousness. Is it correct or not? All is correct.
Less consciousness.
You know the difference between the soul and consciousness? Soul is the consciousness?
Consciousness is a symptom of soul.
So both are the same? What is your understanding of the symptom of soul is consciousness? They both are same? The object and the center, both are the same? So when the apple detached from the root, what is losing? It loses? It loses? Now we are talking about two things. Soul and consciousness. Soul and consciousness. The apple is detached from the tree. The apple, what it loses first?
Its property.
It has no soul. It has no soul. But it has subconsciousness. Slowly that will go off. That's why we said fresh apples and old apples. Old apples we don't and you said that much. The consciousness that will be there for some time, for anything. Any soul is gone out. Now, you can see the tube light of fan, for example, the fan is very nice, huh? If you turn the fan off, all of a sudden, it doesn't stop. Even after turning off, it will last several. What is it called?
Inertia.
You understand? So everyone is vibrating. We have that one, huh?
Tail of lizard.
Pardon?
Tail of lizard also.
Yeah. That, the lizards are there, no? Something cut in the doors, normally in the door side of the. That time, the cut it will actually has the consciousness, may not have the soul, no? So please understand the difference between the soul and consciousness. Soul is not consciousness and consciousness is not the soul. Consciousness is the symptom of the soul, whether soul is present or not. Even after the soul has gone out, the consciousness will remain for some time. Okay? Even the person died, the soul left the body, but still the body has some consciousness. In that consciousness, they do some inductions throughout the body. The body will never get destroyed for a long time. Those who are flying, they see the dead body in the flight, they will apply the induction. The body has the consciousness. Soul departed actually. So even the what is the wisdom which we are using, it has some consciousness. But the consciousness is very, very low. Nothing is not protesting. So our point was now, the rotten, the fresh apple will not make the rotten apples fresh. But a person, no hearing?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. But the person, living person, can make the bad persons good. How it is possible? Now we know that one because of the presence of the soul. But even many, many good people mingling with bad people become bad. It's not that much easy to make the bad good. It's not that much easy. So how it is possible? What is the point? How it is possible? This material world is full of bad things, unwanted. A gentleman cannot grieve in this material world. That is the statement also. Because one life is the food for another. So no gentleman can. But how it is possible to make the bad good? Now you understand? In a pond, everything is bad. But the lotus flower sprouts out, but it is intact. It gives good fragrance, isn't it? Even if you put the water drops, sprinkle water, but that never gets absorbed, isn't it? Jeevana Talamala. What is that word? Kamala Dala Jala. Jeevana Talamala. Kamala Jala Jala. Jeevana Talamala. So the lotus flower is very good example. A Vaishnava should be like a flower. This material world is the kalayam, is bad, no good things are available. But still, a Vaishnava should be mine, no good all the time. How it is possible? I can not tell you.
Vaishnava should not associate with the bad.
With bad? No, I associate with bad. I do not want to associate with good. Then,
not associate with
Krishna.
May it be bad to associate with
the
people.
Uh-huh. something is telling, but he is not that much, huh? But now the simple thing, my person is having a simple action.
Realization
is very, very long, very, very up. Many people they never realize. How? Krishna can come and give you association, or you can go to
Sadhana. Sadhana.
Sadhana. Very correct. So a Vaishnava in this material world, if he wants to become pure and make others pure, he should do good sadhana. But that sadhana cannot be done by apple. You understand? The apple, you cannot make the apple to do some sadhana to make the rotten fruits fresh fruits. But you can do. You understand? This is the difference. So each and everyone should think himself that how I can do my sadhana so that I can become a pure devotee. This ability is not there in the trees, birds, animals, insects, but only this ability is given to human beings. The sadhana is very, very important. Particularly in this Kali Yuga, what are the really bad things that anyone tell? What are the actually bad things, the activities of food?
No,
it has come out from my mouth. That's why you could be able to catch them, isn't it? Otherwise, this is Krishna's mercy upon you. The four regulated principles. Anyone who is free from these four regulated principles and grieve for accumulating gold, that's wealth, of course. What is the sloka in Bhagavad Gita regarding this one? Can anyone remember? Bhogaishwarya
Satanam
Daya Parpada. You understand? Those who are very much involved in accumulating wealth and sensual pleasures, they cannot get the mercy of Krishna. Because there and now, the personification of Kali is present. The personification of Kali never makes us to become pure. Got the point? This the gambling, Yudhishthira, Dhammaraja, he was like that from one by one, he is losing. I think so in Telugu also one song is there. Sarva Mangalam Padini, I don't remember that. Yella Medalo, Nagalato Saha, Akushimani, Ayo, Jedilo, something I forgot the songs about.
Jedilo,
double poe.
Aliya.
Jedilo, Aliya.
Relegi.
So, that's gambling. Even he wants to steal the gold with Mangala Sutra. Such thing is the jewel, gambling. So be careful of anyone involved in any one of these ones, the five things, for regulatory principles and accumulation of wealth. If your mind is to accumulate wealth, which you are gone from devotional service, you cannot do devotional service. Accumulation is good. Accumulation, what we are forgetting something? In accumulating wealth, what we are forgetting something? Krishna is the proprietor of everything. Everything is given to everyone. If I possess something extra, then someone is going to get shot. So that is against the law of Krishna, law of nature. So if I cannot go and ask anybody, anybody is losing anything, so I can give you life? Can he tell like that one? No. So what is that he can do? The excess money, what he can do instead? He need not go to Tirupati and put the drop, that's only. What he is supposed to do? Use that one in devotional service. Give opportunity to all people to understand this Krishna consciousness. Got the point? So this is very, very important. First a person should become pure. Then only he should try to make others pure. So in this world we have many, many organizations, each one claiming they are the best. Is there any link between you and Sundara Murari? No? But how you could say the exact word? You understand this is the mercy of Krishna. Please understand that. Anyone who wants to put his effort and get something, that's not going to help him. But anyone is depending upon Krishna, Krishna is there to give you that one. It's waiting. You understand? So don't try to get something. Try to please Krishna. Then Krishna will get you what you want. Yoga Kshema? If you try to become happy, it's not possible. What statement of Prahlad Maharaj in this regard? Prahlad Maharaj? He was also very nicely told something, yeah? He told something very nicely, yeah? If you want to become? Try to become happy, yeah? Now the statement is, Prahlad Maharaj was telling, if you want to be happy, please don't try to be happy. Then only you are happy, right? But we people, we try to become happy. Because we want to become happy. You never become happy. This is the law of nature. Please understand. Instead you should do your sadhana nicely and please Krishna. Then it is possible. Otherwise not. You got the point? Without the mercy of Krishna we cannot do anything. Please understand. Even Yudhishthira, he lost everything forgetting Krishna. He never informed that he is going to do gambling. He does not want Krishna to know even. If Krishna knows this one, then Krishna will make stop it. So you should understand the difference between Yudhishthira and Arjuna. Yudhishthira, according to his Dharma Sutra, principles of Dharma, he acts. But Arjuna, he follows, he accepts the instructions of Krishna. Karishe, Vachana, Tava. So this is the difference, sir. Please understand. You want to become Yudhishthira or you want to become Arjuna? Yudhishthira is on the mode of goodness. Arjuna is on the mode of transcendence. Being in the mode of goodness is good, but becoming the mode of transcendence is the best. You understand? So our association is very, very important. With whom we associate. Each and every organization tells that that's the best. But how best we can choose the best? How best we can choose the best? All the answers are in my questions, all the answers are already I spoke to you. How can we get the best organization? So, we have to do our sadhana to please Krishna. That Krishna will follow. Ananya chintayato maam. Ejana parupasthe. Ejana vitana. Yoga chena vahamana. Just forget everything and surrender. Think of me. I will provide you what you lack, and I will protect you what you lack. You understand? But you cannot get what you want. You cannot protect what you lack. Please understand this point, sir. We are trying to get something. Huh? And we want to protect our things. It's impossible. Now we can see so many things, huh? Government wants to do so many things, but they are not that much successful. What they want, how much they want. Only Krishna can provide this one. If we depend upon Krishna, please understand that who is the exemplary form to become successful on his own and not become successful. Who is the person? Why is it much late? Ramana, any demoniac person you can say. They want to do on their own. So don't become like this person. Some people they want to control everyone. I want to control you. You have to do what I tell you. And then some people they want to do everyone what they say. What they want, what he wants, that only he wants to do. He doesn't want to change it. I want to get this message, I should want, I should get it. So like that fellow goes who are arrogant, indulgent, they never please. Their what is missing? What is missing in the mind, in their arrogance?
Dependence, devotion.
What is missing? They are very much arrogant. What is missing? They do not want to surrender. They want to be the king. They want to enjoy. They are the enjoyer. It means that they are competitor of Krishna. So now we got how to get the best one. We are not getting actually. Then how we are getting? We are not getting actually. What? How we are getting? Is it contradictory? We are not getting actually. We are getting? We are getting that one by Krishna, not by ourselves, sir. Please understand. We are not getting that one. Krishna is giving. In this one, you should understand the two things. One is giving. Another accepting. So everyone should understand for every action there is something behind. language. What is the term?
Purpose.
Huh?
Purpose.
Purpose. If the purpose is not served, what is used? You understand? If Krishna is not providing what we want, me, with whom you associate, I will tell you who you are.
Tell me about your friend, I will tell about you. That's it.
What's that?
Tell me about your friend, I will tell about you.
That is association. Friend means there is a difference, you know. We cannot, please understand this one now. The sayings and all we cannot say on our own now. Please understand, there is some significance. The statement should be repeated as it is. We cannot change, I am the better than the who complained that you are. We cannot say. We have to give respect for them. That also we are going to see the next class. Next part will be books, regarding the books. A, next B. Now A, association, next class is B, books. In that one we will know more than this and all. We cannot plan anything other than as it is. Okay? So, here one more point we have to understand. Tell me with whom you associate, I will tell you who you are. In that one, what is it is insisted? Can anyone tell me with whom you associate? I will tell you who you are. Next one, what point is actually covering up?
Association.
No. I'll tell you who you are. It means?
Association next. Association
next. No, you are still answer.
Yeah, quality.
You don't tell about yourself. You don't boast. The boasting, you know, some people they boast themselves. You don't boast. With whom you associate, you tell that one, I understand who you are. So in this one, Sanskrit something is there. Some statement. What is that one? You don't tell about yourself.
You are in association with
I am talking about the Sanskrit. Now we are learning Sanskrit to this also slow cost Sadhana. It is very good because Sanskrit words possess Krishna's mercy. So that one. You don't tell about yourself, I understand. But you tell me with whom you associate. In Sanskrit. If I tell, then you would say, yes, sir. What is the effect of associating with some good people? What's the effect? So in Sanskrit? Palena Panchiyate. You don't introduce yourself, Panchiyate. Palena, your fruits. The fruits of action is going to tell who you are. Palena, Panchiyate. You don't boast yourself. I understand that. So this association is very, very important with whom. Don't depend upon anyone except Krishna. For that one only, even Prabhupada gave us two points. Can anyone tell? Don't depend upon anyone. Prabhupada told two points. Number one.
I have given everything in my
life. That's not the appropriate answer. Two points. One is?
Books are the basis. Books are the basis.
In that one, four things are not.
I have built a world where everyone. I have built a world where everyone.
There are so many people, they roam around the world, the planet. They are going even to Samadha, they blow, they also boast.
Build a house where everyone
lives. Two points Krishna is telling, don't believe anyone. You just understand what my statement and link it to that one. Don't depend upon anyone. Number one is? Before Guru Sadhana is second one. First one, before buying goals, know the qualities of the goal. This everyone should understand. If I want to associate with good people, what I should know? I want to become good person. How a good person will behave, then I can associate with them. So if you want to buy gold, first know the qualities of the gold. Then you can easily buy gold, otherwise you cannot buy. You will get it. Right? So number two is? Don't believe anyone. You apply this formula, sadhu, sastra, guru vakya, chittate, karya, aita. Sadhu, sastra, guru. These are three vertices, triangle. So I already explained you about the triangular charts. Sadhu, Sastra, a both line will conquer any point, there is no doubt. Any two lines not parallel can conquer at some point. This is also one theorem. Any two lines not parallel, at one point they conquer. If they are at 180 degrees, then how it is? It will be the meet. Then the way. So the third one is the guru. If the guru line is also conquering the point of the concurrent, then the guru is okay. So how nicely Prabhupada taught us, please understand. These two are very, very important. Number one is, know the qualities of the goal before buying the goal. Second one is, sadhu sastra. It's already there. Guru is the new present one. Sadhu sastra, guru vakya, chittate, karya. The three lines are conquering at one point, the guru is working. The guru's line is not conquering the previous two lines, then say Hare Krishna. So these two are very, very important for anyone and everyone. So in that way, we will never get cheated, and we don't cheat also. That's also very, very important. If you want not to be cheated, you should not cheat anyone. What we expect from others, you should possess them yourself. You don't possess something and we expect that thing from others. Is it good? Is it possible? No. Even Christians, how they pray, oh my Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. If you don't have that form, we cannot expect the same thing from others. Please understand. That is against the laws of nature. So we talked about good and bad association. What is the good and bad? What is the good and bad? Can anyone explain what is the good and what is the bad? We are good? Are we good? What is the final definition? By anything we may give some meaning, but that depends upon at some particular level. For the higher cause, we can break the laws of lower level, isn't it? So one upon other. Nehlete tehla. Vallavanukku vallavan. In Tamil also. మనగాళ్లకు మనగాళ్ళు తెలుగు ఆల్సో. సో ద వాట్ ఈస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ వన్ దట్ యు షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్. What is the good? Now, can anyone define good? Which is pleasing Krishna, that is good. Which is displeasing Krishna, that is bad. So in this material world, is there any good? Huh? Is there any good in material world? Good, bad, both?
Bad.
Because what you think at your level, at your level of consciousness, what you think as good may not be good for
others.
The view of Krishna. We may say that when I am correct, Baba, I am perfect. But Krishna tells no, 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 you are not correct. You understand? So anything, the ultimate, the saturation point is Krishna. Anything for the matter you can do. In 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what is the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? I remember compared three modes in all the things. Food,
knowledge,
charity, knowledge, everything. There is a lot of comparison for these three modes, isn't it? But beyond that, we should go. Traigunya, Shyavedha, Nistraigunya, Bhavarjuna. That is the transcript. That is saturation for that. Wherever we are, you need not bother. Where we are situated. In the situation, you can remember Krishna, you can lose Krishna. That's where we have a very nice statement. What is the statement? Wherever you are, don't bother, become Krishna conscious. And you can praise Krishna. You can enter service to Krishna. What is the statement?
There is no material impediment.
There is no material impediments in rendering devotional service to Krishna. Sthane sthita, that is also very nice. Wherever you are sthira, sthira means steady. Be there in that sthira. Surkatham dhanuvak manandhi. Along with them, body, tongue, walk, words, man, mind. Just remember Krishna. Wherever you are situated, no problem. Whether you are employer or employee, no problem. For Krishna, there is no difference. Huh? We want to be employers. 1,000 people should work under me. Not necessary. Everyone, anyone is pleasing Krishna. Whether he is pujari, or he is a scavenger in the toilet. For Krishna there is no difference. Anyone can please Krishna. There is no doubt. Because we are all children of Krishna. Wherever we are situated. Our situation is because of what? Past karma. Past deeds. Krishna is telling Sarvadharvan Paritacha Mam Ekam Sarvadharvan. You forget about the past. Anything, whatever you did, no problem. Just surrender and do. Isn't it? So that is Prarabdha Karma. You forget about Prarabdha Karma. Just surrender to Krishna. How the situation is going. You want to be good for your friends, good for your relatives. No, good for Krishna. That is the topmost one. They don't even care for the social injections. Can you tell from Chaitanya Charitamrita who did lighter from? Something. The oblations are given to Sambhyamana. Moving to whom and all the people are different. I'm talking about the Bhagavad Bharatam, Yajna, minister that everyone knows. But I'm talking about Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's Advaita Acharya, to whom he gave the topic, Haridas Thakur.
Very correct.
So everyone should understand the story, sir. Then only we can explain others, we can convince others. Realized soul can convince others nicely, but knowledge person may not convince others. Please understand that. So never, the realized never falls down. Knowledge may fall down also, even if it becomes sannyasi, unless he is not realized. So this Advaita Acharya gave this one to Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family. All the Brahmanas they observed, but we did not bother for the time. Like a nerve, part of the country. Forget. Now he surrendered to Krishna. Is it? So this way we should understand that. So association means who has the life? There is one more statement. Who has the life? He can. Who has the life? He can. Who has the life? He can. He is the topmost way to Krishna. Well, who is he? Who has the life? Krishna's dear most. Who has the life? He can preach. Please understand that this statement is very, very important. Who has the life can preach. Having life, not preaching, the life is mere waste. He is not utilizing properly. He is not praising Krishna nicely. Please understand. Each and everyone can praise Krishna. Each and everyone can preach Krishna consciousness. It's not that one needs to sit on the Vyasasana and take the mic and preach. Preaching is nothing but through the actions also. Even at home. Even in the office, there should be an example. That is preaching. Preaching is not that one sit on the Vyasasana, have a goblet, with mic, calling all the people and priests. That's not. Even our every action, every word, manasa, vacha, karmana, that also preaching. According to your ability, wherever you are, you can preach. You can preach Krishna. So the life is opportunity is given to only human beings. I'm sorry, I'm not seeing the time up. So the association is very, very important. Associate, we can give association and take association. Before understanding Krishna consciousness, we should take association from city actors, politicians, from devotees. Which devotee? Vinayaka devotees, Bhadrakali devotees, Murga devotees, Upanishad devotees, Krishna devotees. Devotee means?
Devoted.
Everything. So that is possible with Krishna only. But for other sinner, what they say, they are getting something from others. But in case of Krishna, anything that we possess, we give to Krishna. We sacrifice our life to Krishna. That one is there is any loss. What are the bad things we have that we are sacrificing to Krishna? Nobody else can accept that one. You understand? Only Krishna can digest and accept what all the anarthas we have. no one, no other personality can accept. You understand? That is what the sacrifice. Sacrificing the ungodly thing is called sacrifice. What is called?
Something what we like.
What? It is called purification. Our life is meant for only purification. If you want to get purified, you should sacrifice your anarthas. You understand? What are the anarthas? Which are not pleasing Krishna. In terms of this, go to the last one, saturation point. Krishna, which are not pleasing Krishna, they are anarthas, unwanted. That will be a sacrifice. It's not nice. Is that the point? Please, sir. If anyone doesn't understand, please raise your hand. This very, very important point. What we possess, in fact, what we have so that we can sacrifice something, what we have actually? That is not yours. Soul is not yours. You are soul. That's not yours. So what we have? Soul means we have only your consciousness. Please understand. If you can able to give that consciousness to Krishna, you are all perfect. Who is that person? Kali Maharaj is for all the Narada Bhaktis. What is that called? Atma Nivedana. Atma Nivedana. That's the final one. Atma Nivedana, what is not there in the context of anyone? Atma Nivedana, something is missing. What is that? If you miss even that one, you are also doing Atma Nivedana. What is that one?
See,
there
ego.
Is something missing in Atma Nivedana.
Ego, ego.
Ego, yes, self-motivation. The self-motivation is there. Ego means karma kodha lobha, what he is telling that one. This is self-motivation is the desire to enjoy. That we should not have. Then we can also become Atma Nivedana. Nivedana means what? Nivedana, the Sanskrit word, everybody confused. My Nivedana. Ehi Nivedana Dharo Sakira Anugata Dharo. Where is coming? Tulasi Arati. Ehi Nivedana Dharo Sakira Anugata Dharo. Nivedana means? Nivedana. My Nivedana. I am opening my heart to you. What are there? My request, my humble request. Please listen to my Nivedana. What the Nivedana? I am yours. I am your heart and parcel. That we should say, Krishna, I am yours. I am your heart and parcel. Krishna may neglect us. Why he is neglecting us? Why we are telling Krishna, I am yours? Why? When one can say that I am yours, when that person neglects that person. You understand? Previously, we neglected Krishna, that's why we come down to this material world. Now we have to tell Krishna, no, please, sorry, I am yours. I might have gone mad, but you are all perfect. So please accept. I come to my knowledge that I am yours. You are remaining Krishna like. But Krishna always said, he knows that one. But he wants us to remember that one. What is that in Tamil? It's very, very nice one, Tamil. What is the saying? கண்ணன் கோயிலே கதிரி கதிரி அழுதனாலும் கிருஷ்ணா சிரிச்சு கொண்டே புல்லாங்குழியில் ஊதிக்கொண்டே இருப்பார். கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்டெம்பிள் ஒன் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண டிஜி ஸ்கிரீமிங் crying, still Krishna blissfully playing on his flute. So these nice things and all we should not forget. Because we never tell Krishna that I am yours, I am your partner consciousness. Okay? If we tell that when Krishna is happy, there is no problem for us. Even this material world will become the spiritual world. So, if there is no good, we should make them good by doing our sadhana and getting mercy of Krishna. So, Father Parvati, we need the guide. Guide is actually a perfect person who already trained and got the mercy of Krishna. Without the mercy of Krishna, no one can become the perfect guide. The perfection we can get from the mercy of Krishna. What is that perfection? The minimum term? A man becomes perfect. How a man can become perfect? Don't tell your essential knowledge. Don't tell any vague answers or specific answers of God. If I say some statement, you have to go through. At least you should think that what is the negative one. What is my statement? What was the statement? It means, what is the negative statement of that one? How can one become a perfect person? Now what is the question he is in? Imperfect question. He is in imperfect question. What are the imperfections of the person? It's not easy to answer.
Imperfect senses. Imperfect senses.
Sorry?
Imperfect senses.
The four things. Four things. What are the four things? You don't tell. Batao. Four defects of a human being.
Daya.
Sala munima? No. Rajesh Prabhu, can you tell?
Senses.
What the senses? Senses means? Good senses? Imperfect senses, yes, then?
Mind.
Gone, these are all your vague answers. Any Mataji's priest? Yes, Mataji? Pardon?
Tendency to cheat.
Why don't you go the sequence? The very first one, let's call them, we have the imperfect senses. The opportunity to?
Committing
mistakes. Then?
Cheating.
To conceal the mistakes. The fourth is, we are in?
Illusion.
The perfect person is free from all these four. The person is free from all these things. His senses become perfect. He never commit mistake. He never cheats. He is not in illusion. This is attainable only by doing our Krishna conscious sadhana. Please understand this point. Nowhere else in this universe can make a imperfect a perfect except our principles. A Vaishnava never cheats anyone, he never commits mistake. If he commits mistake, he is not representative of Krishna. His senses are all perfect. He is never in illusion. This is the perfection of the mind. Father told you we had to do our sadhana. So this elevation of Krishna consciousness principles are very, very important. That we should understand now is the basic life, foundation life. If the foundation is not good, you know this story, not the foundation. Yeah. One day the newspaper gave our advertisement, the very name, famous engineer. His opening is a building, very, very nice, very what can say sophisticated. High technology used in that building. He invited all the people, all come, and they are very much admired by the construction. The facility is there, but I don't think so. It is better than. The gentleman to what I am thinking, it's not better than?
No,
it is not better than. Indraprastha. Indraprastha also is wonderful, no? Indraprastha, no one knows about Indraprastha. Yes. So this engineer, he invited everyone come, and everyone was very much satisfied. He gave very, very nice feast also that day. But within 6 months, the paper gives the news. The building which was open collapse. What happened in that world?
Foundation
is no good. Entire building, beautiful building collapsed. So like that one, we become very, very nice. Devotees with very nice tilak, kanti heart, chanting bag, sikha. And we have these perfect imperfections. It's only mithya, false. That's not true. Understand? So this is only given here only. No other organization is providing this business. Please understand that. It's a very, very important. Try to make our senses perfect. How it is possible? We engage all the senses in the service of Krishna. Then our senses become perfect. We don't commit mistake. There is no necessity for us to cheat in what? We are free from the illusion. It's not nice? It's not nice? You only. Where is the wife? She did come. Huh? You understand? So this way we have to understand associate. With whom we should associate. Huh? So we should get out from this illusion. And our activities means, what are the activities we should avoid? No, it is the same thing. Repeatedly I am asking you all. By doing one thing repeatedly you will become perfect. So, also you can understand association means colliding each other. If one is colliding with another one, what is going to happen? Colliding means? What is happening? Destruction. But if one is opening his heart, other also opening his heart, what will happen?
Synergy.
I'm sorry? Synergy. One is going to be a little bit of synergy.
That's why
Construction.
Construction.
Collaboration. So one is opening his heart and another is also opening his. That is the new one. Very beneficial for all. That's the thing of Prabhupada construction. Very nice building. He told that I have constructed a very nice big building where you can accommodate everyone. To accommodate unwanted people also is a risk that many people are facing. But a pure devotee who got the mercy of Krishna, he can accommodate anyone and everyone. If we are unable to accommodate some person, it means that the weakness is in us. Got the point? We should accommodate anyone and everyone. He is also part and parcel of Krishna. So it is our duty, it is the test for us. How best we got the mercy of Krishna so that we can make it perfect. Okay? So this association means we should become perfect. For that purpose we are associating with someone. If you are associating with the politician, you are going to become politician. So tell me with whom you associate, I will tell you who you are. Association, the best association is devotees of Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. May any person of any doubts be clear, please come forward. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Prabhu, on the last our minds on the world, can...
This is the English class, it's not Tamil class.
So, yeah. Can make an imperfect perfect.
Imperfect perfect, yes.
About it, their senses, sorry. Their senses also will become perfect.
Yes.
Senses. But I don't understand that perfect senses. Means, if the pure devotee also grows old, if they become old,
yeah.
They cannot see things properly.
Yeah.
With senses, it's not...
He cannot see things properly with his material eyes. To see the hidden hand of Krishna, material eyes are not required. Our point is not seeing with the material eyes. Our point is to see the hidden hand of Krishna. That is the perfection. For that one, we don't need material eyes. If you try to see with your material eyes the hidden hand of Krishna, you cannot see Krishna's hidden hand. You understand the point? You got the answer?
So
just shaking your head is not enough.
Here, with the only spiritual. He has to see only hidden hand.
There is only spiritual. Krishna means spiritual. There is no matter. Anything which is not connected to Krishna can be called as material. You want to have a material life or spiritual life?
Spiritual.
Yeah? It is not possible to have a material life. It is only illusion. What we are telling the fourth point, illusion. If you are in illusion, you can think that you are separated from Krishna. If you are out of illusion, means you always remember Krishna. That is the illusion. You understand? Illusion means you are separated from Krishna. That is illusion. It is not possible. I don't know. Getting away from Krishna is not possible. But Krishna is making impossible possible by creating this illusion, the three modes. The three modes only make you to forget Krishna. The three modes only make you to forget the connection between you and Krishna. You understand? In view of Krishna, there is no matter and spirit. Now you thoroughly understand the point? Yes.
Yes.
Krishna, some always hold the flute. Sometimes also Krishna see you with that chakra.
Krishna doesn't wear chakra. He calls chakra if any instant that's required. Vishnu only holding the chakra. Krishna is always holding the flute. Yes. Now what's your doubt?
What time Krishna holding the chakra and
why you want to know? Why you want to know? Now Krishna doesn't want to have chakra. With your material eyes, you are seeing the pictures. Your spiritual eyes, you see the hidden hand of Krishna. Then you can understand. Don't see the pictures. Which picture you are talking about?
Some photos and all, like chakra.
Shishupala. To kill Shishupala, he called Sudarshana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Sudarshana to kill Madhai. Otherwise, they don't. Krishna never. Okay, you have 3 years?
Who is it? Consciousness is in soul and also in body.
Consciousness is the symptom that is coming from the soul. Now, tube light is there. Huh? And the light, the rays are there, no? Light. That ray, this is just like consciousness. The rays what we are finding here, that's just like consciousness. The source of the consciousness is the soul, light.
Soul is separate, consciousness is separate.
Yes. It is not possible to separate them. Sometimes it is okay, it's one, and sometimes it is different also. That's why our philosophy is called it. Achitya Veda Aveda Tattva. It is simultaneously one and different also.
But when one person dies, the soul and the consciousness is...
No, you see, the light is there, and if you just turn it off, the light also, the rays, that also go back to you. That takes some fraction of seconds, you understand? Same way, you know that for many dead bodies, they give some pressure. The soul that is already gone, but within some few minutes, if you can do some pressure, then he will come to life.